Redo Experience.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the Naina Redo Experience. This is another edition of Naina Mama, which is Naina's Monday Ask Me Anything. These are mostly questions about photography, social media marketing, and pretty much anything that my Instagram followers want to know about. I do this only on Mondays, and usually I'm able to manage about 5 to 10 questions throughout the day. In the episodes that I record, I try to do about 4 to 5 questions because I think 10 to 15 minutes is like a good time range to cover these kind of questions. I missed the episode last week, so I'm including some questions from last week, and let's see if I'm able to include one from this week's questions. Right, let's get started. As a new brand slash creator, how do I get visibility? How will people get to know about me? Oh, the eternal question. How do I get more visibility? Everybody wants to know how they can be seen more. And a lot of people have used tactics like being controversial, where people will come and leave nice, nasty comments. Then their followers will defend them and the post gets more and more popular on whatever platform it is. I do not suggest that approach if you are looking at long-term sustainability and you're actually trying to build a brand or create awareness about a brand that people trust in the long run. There are some other things which I know they sound boring, but those are the ways you do it. So my answer was, it has to be an online and offline approach. You can't sit in your room at your desk and use only social media and hope to have all visibility internationally. You can get some of it, but there is nothing like meeting your actual customers, clients, friends, family, etc., and talking about what you do. Okay. First, obviously, be good quality. If you don't have good quality to start with, if your product is not up to the mark when it comes to the material you've used, the finishing of the product, similarly, if your service is not professional, you are not punctual, or if you are the personal brand that you're talking about, getting visibility for, you need to be well-groomed, you need to be... You need to speak a language. It doesn't matter if it's English or Hindi, you should speak it properly. In general, in an international market, speaking English is a huge advantage. If you can speak good English, I know people say that it's supposed to be, I don't know, ableist or some word like that, but it is an advantage to speak good English. It really is. If you make some mistakes while speaking English, but your product anyways is good, you are professional, etc., then there is some part of it that can be compensated for. So there are various elements to this, but you have to start with quality. If you don't have a good quality product, you can get a little bit of visibility, but you will not get any repeat customers. People will not trust you. You will not be able to build long-term integrity and trustworthiness and credibility. 2, meet people in person slash interact online. Talk to people. It doesn't have to be someone who's come and left a comment on one of your posts. It is somebody you admire and you want to reach out to them. They said something which was fantastic, which helped you in a way. Buy them a coffee, buy them a beer. There's a lot of that going around these days, especially during COVID times. I have, like, literally today I have launched a link. It's naina.co/beer, B-E-E-R, and you can actually buy me a beer. It's 500 Indian rupees. If you've ever found a single podcast episode useful, or you found a blog post useful, or if you found a video useful at any time over the last 16 years since I've been putting these out, all you have to do is just buy me a beer. You'll get a personalized email from me. It always makes me happy that I'm like, yeah, I sold another product. Interact with the people that you follow online. And obviously keep it professional. It shouldn't be like creepy. It needs to be in a certain way. So again, language matters. Tone matters. When you reach out to them matters, things like that. But interact with them. Don't just go and leave a heart. Don't just say, oh, thank you. Or take it further. Take it a step further and you will have someone who is almost like an acquaintance for life. Instead of just someone coming and liking your photo once, if you invest some time, you can actually kind of do that. And of course, meeting people offline. Like when I started doing my brooches, I was like, I'm never going to do it on, offline, because it's so much work. It's investment. You have to pay for space. You have to pay for transportation. It's like online is easy, but I did my first art exhibit and in 2 days I sold, I think 8 or 9 brooches. which usually doesn't happen online. So that's crazy that you're able to do that offline on ground. Sure, there's a investment of some sort, but then now those are also people who actually just met me. They haven't just purchased the brooch. They've actually met the artist who made it. So that makes a bit of a difference. 3, talk about what you do consistently and share. You are doing something every day to further your cause, to further the cause of your employees, to further the cause of your brand. You're involved in a community. Everyone, all of us do something every day. Even if it is as simple as waking up in the morning, looking outside the window, appreciating the blue sky or the birds chirping, you're doing something. Find a way to talk about it without sounding like someone who has nothing better to do in life. If your brand has accomplished something, talk about it. Share news, share behind the scenes. Constantly, consistently, all the time, continually, share. Because if you don't share, if you don't have an advertising agency who's doing it for you, you can't afford to buy a billboard. Or that's not something that you want to do because you don't want to reach a very localized audience. You want to reach an international audience. How else are they going to find out about you? Start a newsletter. Send out one newsletter in a month. Tell them what you've been up to, what is the latest news, etc., etc., etc. 4, repeat all the above and give it time. So you do make be good quality. You meet people in person and interact online. You talk about what you do consistently. Repeat, rinse, repeat, and please give it time. Visibility isn't that you just go online someday. Even if you are able to buy ads, for example, right? If you say that, okay, I have 1 lakh rupees and I'm going to invest in ads for a month and then the whole world will know about me. No. They might see your ad, but that doesn't mean that they know you. You have to define what visibility means for you. I always insist, I want more visibility. What does visibility mean in very specific terms, whether it means someone sees your ad? Okay, that is a type of visibility. Someone sees something and then within a month makes a purchase. That is a different type of visibility. Someone sees you as an expert in a particular field. So you write 500 articles in a month and 500 people see it. Define it. If you're able to define it, you'll have a goal and then you can measure it against that and then you'll know whether your approach was successful or not. Right. That was the first question. Yeah, like I said, if you have money, advertise to reach larger audiences for the purpose of brand awareness or be born into an already famous family, in which case you will have the fan base already set for you and then you just have to use it sensibly and properly. Think hashtag goal kya hai. Why do you or your brand want visibility? Define visibility. Who is people? What does their knowing you entail? Right. Next question. Your advice to someone who has just begun blogging. Okay. My answer was, again, I start with goal kya hai. What is your goal? Why are you blogging? What is the goal of blogging? Are you trying to make a living or are you trying to document your life, your work or your journey? If you continually remind yourself of your goals, you'll do a better job of being consistent and actually doing the blogging. Goals can be tweaked as you go along. Consistent blogging with a soul is a pain in the ass. Even after 16 years of blogging, I still have to remind myself, I must blog more consistently. And you guys know, if you've been listening to my podcast or watching my YouTube videos or following my blog, you know that I'm not consistent. I might do it 4 times a month, but I won't do it once a week. So my consistency is a little over a larger period of time, which is also fine because it's kind of my brand. I have a little bit of a leeway. But when you have a team, you have a larger set of people that you're responsible for, consistency can mean different things. It is always better to define that consistency and do it. I recommend every brand, whether it's a personal brand or a company, should have a blog. You own the content. You decide what you want to publish. You create those images and the text. You own that. You are not dependent on any platform's algorithm. You know, where Instagram says, oh, we've changed our algorithm and your posts are no longer visible to 99% of your followers. And even to show content to your followers, now you have to buy ads. If people follow you on your blog, start a newsletter and say, subscribe to my blog. Here's the newsletter. You will get weekly updates on whatever the new blog posts were. You are creating a client list there. You have their email IDs. You can reach out to them personally. You can thank them, etc., etc., etc. So if you have your goal clear of why you are blogging, you'll be able to do these things and figure out what is your end goal? By the end of this year, 52 weeks in a year, are you planning to do a blog post a week? So then at the end of the year, you'll know, hey, did I do 52 blog posts? If yes, you know, goal succeeded, etc., etc. Right. So this is a non-work related question which I got. What are the first words which you think of when you hear the word happiness? Family. Ranikhet with the family. Ranikhet is this place where we go to for a vacation once in a year. We usually drive down. There's a stopover in the middle at a place called Kamola. We spend a night, two nights there. And then we drive on further to Ranikhet, where we'll spend a week, 10 days, 15 days, depending. It's the Kumaon Regimental Center there. My dad was in the Indian Army, and we go there, and it's a fun trip. It's very relaxing. There's no work. There is no mobile network in Ranikhet, so it's always an amazing break. I write a lot. I lay down in the lawn, in the grass. So the first thing, you know, when this person said happiness, I was like, ah, Ranikhet. And now, of course, because of the whole coronavirus thing, I don't know when we'll be going back, but I hope that happens soon. I look forward to doing that. Right. Again, I told them, thank you for asking. It brought back lovely memories. It did that then, and even now I'm like, ooh, Ranikhet. All right. Someone asked me, can you do a workshop on basic product photography for a website? Yes, yes. Thank you. The answer I said, yes. I have been thinking of creating a workshop module for something on these lines. Perhaps basics of smartphone photography for small businesses or small business owners. What do you think? Maybe I'll start with a free webinar to gauge interest and find a direction. Subscribe to the newsletter if you'd like to know about any upcoming workshops. Yes, so I am currently obviously doing a workshop which tells you how you can bring your brand online and how you can build your brand online using social media, social platforms, blogs, etc., etc. But I have been a professional photographer for 16 years and I have never done a photography workshop. So I am thinking of doing this. I will probably be announcing the workshop dates for July. It will probably be in the second week of July. If you are listening to this and you are someone who's interested in basics of smartphone photography, you've seen my work and you would like to see how I get those results, how to strategically use photography, photograph your products if you're a small business owner and put them on your store. You can use those images on your store also. There will be a little bit of editing. I will show you how I edit my images on the phone, what softwares I use, etc. If you want to know and you don't want to miss out on this, this is not Instagram, this is YouTube. You can go to nena.co/newsletter. One word, NEWSLETTER. If you subscribe to that, all my workshops are first announced to my newsletter crowd. So that is the only way I can ensure that you see what I have to say or what are the new things that I have going on. Because on Instagram, 99% of the people who follow me on Instagram are not able to see if I've announced a workshop or if I'm doing anything else. Same applies to all other platforms. So if you definitely want to know about any of my upcoming workshops, and I do plan to do extra subjects, not just photography and branding, there will be more. Please sign up to the newsletter, nena.co/newsletter. Guaranteed way for you to find out first. They do tend to get sold out pretty quick. And of course, they're a lot cheaper than what my on-ground workshops used to be because I don't have overheads anymore. I am able to offer a much lower price. Okay, thank you for listening to another episode of my podcast, which is called the Nena Redhu Experience. If you want to buy me a beer, nena.co/beer. And hopefully see you next week. Bye.